All right. Hello. Welcome to Comical, episode 12.
12, yes.
I'm Garrett.
And I'm James.
And welcome back to Comical, the comically fun trading card game podcast.
We know today, it's been a while.
Yeah, today we have a very, very interesting episode for you guys. And you probably realize that coming out, we probably have two episodes coming out this week. Just because stuff came up and we just are going to have two separate days. But besides that, today we actually have a really, really fun idea.
Oh, yes.
For what we're going to be doing today. Or maybe it's less fun, more...
The comically comical challenge, we might be able to call it,
maybe,
given the situation.
Maybe. Today, if one of us laughs, we have to discard a character.
Yeah, and that goes for either the field or in our hands.
So I think it's going to be a comical try not to laugh challenge.
A try not to laugh challenge. I got all the jokes out. I've been studying my joke book all night because I knew about this idea for so long.
Yes, he did. He came prepared
I'm
for
well
it.
Well prepared. You know, they say I got that dad humor in me, you know. Some people, they got that dog in them. Me, I got that dad in me, you know what I'm saying? That was pretty damn good. I'm just getting started, Garrett. I'm just getting started. You're not ready.
All right. So I think what would be fair for is if we actually have a laugh. So like
yes. Like
smiling doesn't count. Obviously, I don't think
smiling counts.
Yeah, I think it has to be audible. If it's audible, it counts.
If it's audible, it counts. I'll agree to that. Speaking of which, this video is sponsored by Audible. No, it's not.
It is not. We can't say that.
I didn't finish the statement.
Yeah, you did not finish the sentence. There's a lot of things. A lot of things left unfinished.
Yeah.
So, James, you want to draw your seven cards, and shall we decide via rock, paper, scissors who goes first?
Sounds good. I guess I never actually drew my cards, so that's a pretty good point. Four, five.
This is either going to be six. One of the most entertaining. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know exactly what cards he has.
Ooh, not good.
I know exactly what card he has.
Oh, I just need one more.
Look at that hand.
You know what? This hand is a bit of a risk, but I'm going to stick with it.
Rock, it is a
paper,
risk.
Rock, paper, scissors. Oh, okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh,
dang it.
1-0.
Well, best two out of three.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay. All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh,
read like a book, like that paper that you just threw out.
Oh, you got me there.
All right. I haven't even looked at my cards yet. I know.
He knows.
I know.
Garrett is him, as they say. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I got that dog in me, as some would say.
That was my joke.
Other people would say something about having a dad in them, but then it's...
They would say something. Your mom, for example, would say something about having your dad in her.
My parents are divorced.
Oh. Well, maybe there's some other women he might be in.
Maybe.
Ah, yes. And
so,
the fun begins.
Yes, it does. I think, leading off, I'm going to go ahead... And for 600 credits in my back line, we start with 1,000 credits as well. I'm going to play Stark Mint.
Ooh.
Stark Mint in my back line. And then I'm also in the back line. I'm going to play Superfan.
Superfan, okay.
When played, you can pull any side character. So I don't get to play them for free. I just get to go pull them. And I'm left with 200 credits. 200 credits left, so I'm going to go find whatever side character I want out of my deck.
Whatever side character you want. Ah, yes. An English major, folks.
I was not.
I wasn't an English major either. I should have been, though.
I also probably should have been.
I probably would have finished college if I had been an English major.
I doubt I would have finished either way.
Fair enough.
So I have a idea. I'm also going to play this whenever I take it out.
Joe Smith. Jeez. Garrett is getting a nasty board set up in the back.
I think the hardest part of this is going to be us forgetting that we're trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
While playing.
I won't forget. I'm an elephant and an elephant never forgets. You know who does forget, though?
Horton, here's a who.
I was going to say a gopher. But, yeah, I guess he does forget in that movie. But, you know, all the who's from Whoville, you know, they didn't forget.
Oh, I need to draw.
They remembered the Alamo.
I forgot to draw for the thing. So I'm left with 100 credits left after that. And I
bankrupt Garrett over there.
I'm not bankrupt. I'm in number four. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and end my turn there. Pretty stacked.
Well, what an interesting start.
I guess it's the most interesting man in the world.
My turn. Well, I don't think you've done any advertisements for a beer commercial. Or have you?
Or have I? Oh, James, yeah. Your camera went out. Did it die?
Did my phone die already?
Did it die?
Let it die, let it die, let it shrivel up and die. Okay. Do you have a charger, buddy?
Buddy old pal.
Oh, buddy old pal. I am not your buddy, guy.
I'm not your guy, buddy. Whoa.
Damn
what
it.
Was that?
No, no,
what
it wasn't
was
what
that?
It sounded
you
like.
See him. You couldn't see Yo. Him.
Hey, wait. Oh, shit. I'm doing it again.
Oh.
No. Dude, I was just doing my John Cena impression. You couldn't see me.
Oh, he slipped up. What was that about not slipping up?
Well, you know.
Oh, two cameras are out. Yeah, wait. I don't.
Oh, man. Are all the cameras out?
There we go.
Okay, there we are. And I'm almost back online, maybe.
Possibly. Well, James has to make a pretty tough decision here. While he's waiting for his
what to discard, my phone to charge and turn back on. I guess which character I have to discard. I'm assuming that's the rule. So
yeah. While we wait, I'm gonna go ahead and show off some set pieces that we have on the side. It keeps cutting back to James's, but that's okay. So we have Bumblebee over here, and he's made out of Lego. I built him. And he can transform in everything, but it's honestly kind of a pain to transform him, so I never do. But we have a bunch of... I want to decorate this entire side over here with a bunch of light nerdy stuff. I have an entire setup in the old comical podcast setup that I want to move a lot of that stuff into here. To decorate and make it look a little bit more fancy. I have a ton of stuff that that can be put up in here. Any luck, James?
I'm working on it. Let's see. Not charging too quickly, I'm afraid.
Luckily, this is a...
fast charger of some kind?
It is not a fast charger of any kind. I was going to say, luckily, this is a... A audio experience above
An
all else.
Audio experience, that's true. The audio files out there will love
it. It's not even showing that it... No, it's charging a little bit on your side. There it goes. Yeah, audio files.
Yeah, the audio files will love us, Garrett. I mean, us just struggling with the podcast. I mean...
James, I don't think you should be saying that.
Struggling with the podcast?
No, the other thing.
Audio files? Certified Loverboy, certified audio file.
It's a PDF file.
Oh, I
see.
And
you have to get the PDF file converter.
But is that why we use JPEGs? Would you prefer to be pegged? Is that it? Because it starts with a J.
I'm glad people can't see you right now.
I'm glad they can't see me either.
That's real good.
This is the most unhinged I've ever been.
This is true. This is very, very true. Oh, for a second we could see James's phone screen here.
Here we are. And I'm back online. Welcome back to the comical podcast with your hosts and such, James and Garrett.
You don't have to welcome them back. We've been here the whole time. They're waiting on you.
You know, there we go.
There we go.
You know, I was once a wrestler. They used to call me...
PDF file?
No. I was going to say the Big Show. Sure. Anyway, show, because I laughed, I have to discard a character. I discard Loki Lemur.
Ooh,
and,
brutal.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's
I don't have
brutal.
Much else I can actually do.
Did you pull a card for your turn?
I did not, but it's the starting turn of the game.
Oh, okay.
So I don't draw.
That's right.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend 400 credits to play the Might Gym in this unoccupied...
Can you do that? Do we?
Yes, you can. You can, if you have no targets for an asset, you can play it to the unattached card section and then replay it for half its value later, like you would usually be able to.
Oh,
do.
So you're spending 600 to attach it instead of spending 400 to attach it later. But why ever do that?
Oh, that's a good point. That is a bad idea, Garrett. Anyway, so I'm going to hold on.
So
to
he already
group.
Did that. We all
hey,
saw it.
Hey,
everybody
no,
saw
hey,
it.
Hey,
4K.
Hey.
It caught on
you
two
know,
cameras, actually. Actually, it, yeah, it was caught
it's
on two
not
different
what
cameras.
It looks like.
We're actually filming this in 4K, too. I mean, it,
okay, fair enough.
James, what was
it's
that? What was that?
Field.
What'd you just do?
What? I don't know what you're talking about, Garrett.
What'd you just do?
I was speaking.
Was that a deep breath, or was that a...
That was a rather deep breath. See, I have osteoporosis, Garrett, and you know that leads to me not being able to breathe very well or hear too good. You see what I'm saying? I was just talking to my ear doctor about it the other day, and he recommended epinephrine.
I don't feel like an ear doctor would do that.
You know?
I feel like they'd be...
I didn't think he'd do a lot of the things he did to me, but he did. He said, I can't
is
hear
he,
you too
is
good.
Is he ear, mouth, and throat doctor?
He sure was. And you know what he said? You know what he said to me, Garrett?
No.
Yeah, he said, oh, such big ears you have. And then I said, the better to hear you with, my dear. And then he said, oh, such a... I left my own joke. Never mind. I'm not even going to finish it.
You actually did just laugh at your own joke.
Yeah, if it makes you feel any better, I have no other characters in my hand.
So what happens? What's the consequences?
I don't know. We didn't come up with that.
We didn't come up with it because I didn't really think it would happen. Maybe let's say you take 10 damage to your location.
Okay, my location takes 10 damage. I go to 290.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Very fair. I end my turn.
In fact, I think that's generous.
Generous. Very, very generous.
That was really, really funny though. I was so close to cracking if you didn't crack.
You're lucky.
I was
about to go
so...
better. Yeah, what such a large throat you have. And then...
That would have killed me. That would have killed someone. Would have killed someone, but
yeah.
you cracked before you
I'm sorry.
You thought of it and
I'm
you cracked
so
before
bad.
You could get it out. Oh.
You got me.
Okay. So what we're going to do here is I gain 100 credits for turn, 300 Not 300. 100 credits per turn. 150 for my characters. 50 for him, so I'm at 300. And a plus an extra 100, so I'm at 400.
Ooh, big bonus.
150, 50, 100. 150, 200, 100, 300. I was already at 100. Okay, so yeah, 400. I'm at 400. And... Let's see. Oh, I could have had a really good combination, but I got Joe Smith instead.
Ooh.
Yeah, actually,
nice. Joe Smith.
Actually, I played Tragic Backstory.
Oh.
On Joe Smith. And
Floor Man. I'm sorry, Floor Man.
And a dead wife later, a sick dog, ruptured eardrum.
Dead
later,
parents.
Dead parents.
His home planet exploded.
The energy of his dead parents. His dad was actually a carpenter, and it gave him floor powers.
You know,
that's canon now.
I guess that does make a lot of sense. So his dad infused him with the power of carpentry, you might say. But little did we know, his mother was secretly a roofer, right?
Like roofies?
Exactly. And that's how they got married. I should have said, and that's how I met your mother, but... You know, that's not exactly, you know, how I met your mom, Garrett. But I did meet your mom once.
Did you?
No, I never did.
For a second there, I actually thought like maybe like you had like at like an event or something.
No, I've never even met your dad, Garrett.
I met your mom.
You did meet my mom one time whenever you came over to my place. That's wild.
That is wild.
Oh, you're breathing real lightly over there. Garrett's trying to hold it together over the mom jokes and all the things, right? Oh, we'll see about that.
Watch so I'm out. At 100 credits left.
100 credits left.
I can't afford anything. I'm going to step up floor man.
Oh, man.
And
floor man, it's not what it looks like.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to step up Stark Mint, and I'm going to attack with Stark Mint. I'm going to attack with floor man. For a total of 100 damage, putting down to 190. And it's the end of my second turn with Stark Mint on the field.
It transforms, yeah.
And so Stark Mint transforms.
Oh, dear Lord. Man, Garrett has had a goated start this game. That's incredible.
You have had a decent start with...
Last game I had a crazy good start, jeez. But I would have had a decent start.
You would have, but you cracked.
Would have is the keyword. I cracked.
You would have, could have, would have.
So you like I said crack, would've. Garrett? Is that what you're saying?
Do you like jazz,
you
James?
You like jazz? I do. I do. I like bees as well. Yeah. You know?
All right, James. Enough with jokes.
Enough with the jokes.
Enough with the...
I've got so...
Super duper, super man. Super duper.
You know, that was pretty good.
In my turn, it is now your turn. You're in the crosshairs.
You know, the other night, I'm going to draw my card for turn first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I will gain 100 credits for turn. Which is unfortunate, because I still, even with that 100 credits, only have 700.
Mm.
But I do have some recompense. No, I don't. It was a bad situation. But.
I cannot lie.
Huh?
And I cannot lie.
I cannot. The other night, though, Garrett, I actually went to Applebee's with Christian. I sat down and I was talking to the waiter and I was like, "Hey, do y'all have any apples?" And she's like, "No, I'm sorry, we're fresh out of apples. We don't even sell those here, really." And I said, sheepishly, "Okay, I guess I'll take the bees." Anyway,
I understand the joke. Do you want to hear? This is actually a true story.
Oh, okay.
Of what happened yesterday. This is what happened yesterday okay. morning.
Yesterday morning, okay.
I was laying in bed. Oh, I'm going to make myself crack with this one.
He's going to make himself crack. That was my regular speaking voice.
No, it wasn't.
That, in fact, was. I talk like this all the time, do I not?
That was a giggle.
That was
another
damn
one.
Damn it. Fine. I'll take the damage. Crap. All right, I go to 180. I go 180. I got to do a 180 to get back in the game. But I'll get there.
I didn't even say my joke yet. I'm going to keep it for later. Because
such a good joke.
Because now I know you don't have any characters.
Yeah. I don't have any characters.
James, it's still your turn. Do you have anything?
Well.
Anything that you can do? Do you want to put down another asset for no reason? James, you're killing yourself.
You suck. Oh.
170.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. I can't really play anything that's in my hand.
So you have to pass.
I have to pass.
And how convenient. You're at 170 now that you laughed twice.
What? That's not how... I guess that is how that works. Well, you tell you what. Before I pass my turn, I will... I'm gonna play new pyramid scheme for 200, and I will gain 150 credits. So I'll effectively lose 50 credits, and I end my turn.
I draw a card. I gain. Also, morale went up by like...
Morale would have gone up by 10 points 10. At the end of this turn.
So I gained 200 plus 150. I was at 100 left. So 100 plus 150, 250 plus 200, 450.
Super duper man wouldn't hit the poor innocent villain's hideout again, would he? There could be children in the middle of that.
So at 550... in fact, what Super Duper Man is gonna do?
Ooh. He's gonna.
I'm gonna attach Super Sonic Punch.
Isn't he gonna give up and go home? Doesn't he have friends and family that he's gotta go see?
No.
And reporters and lawyers and stuff like that. You know. Ooh.
And then just for like the salt in the room, Superfan is gonna come up and he's gonna go kick the
Super
trash cans.
Superfan,
he's gonna go kick the trash cans around.
I think I lose.
He's gonna kick the trash cans around. He's gonna piss on the lawn.
He's gonna piss on the lawn. There you go.
160.
160.
Floorman does 70.
Yeah.
Superduperman does 130. He does 10.
That's 210 damage. I am very much dead. Well, that was the fastest loss in comical history.
I don't think it was.
Well, how long has this gone on for?
It's gone on for 22 minutes.
23 minutes?
22.
Okay, maybe it wasn't the quickest loss in comical history. I think our historically fastest game ever was 12.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was around that. I think it probably would have been a lot faster if we weren't goofing off the entire time.
If I had...
Oh, my God.
If I had not laughed...
James, some of your jokes, you would have gotten me if you wouldn't have just been like... If you would have just said them instead of been like, oh, I would have said this. If you would have just said them.
You know, I think about it, and I try to maintain an age-appropriate view for our audience most of the time.
Yes.
Most of the time. Today is a special occasion where I'm trying to beat Garrett like an ex-wife. We weren't even playing and I said that one.
No, we're not. We're not even playing yet. Man.
That was a brutal one. I'll have many more of the funny yolks, as the eggs say. Or runny yolks, I guess.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Ah, yes.
James.
This time I won't laugh. I haven't even revealed my true power yet. Haven't even reached my final form, Garrett. You know?
Final form?
Yeah, my final form.
Is it like being like drunk shirtless?
You know? Maybe.
Maybe.
But we can't see yet. I have been pre-gaming for this comical all day.
All day.
All day.
All day.
And so, you know, if I have to drink a little bit more to get to the final form, I will.
Oh, shit. Okay.
This time, Garrett is doomed. Or should I say,
Carrot. Shroomed. Oh.
You're shroomed? Yeah. Unless I draw into Dr. Shroom. That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
All right, James. You get to go first because you lost.
Yay. I lose. All right. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, man. What an excellent start here. All right, Gare Bear, would you like me to go first?
Yep.
Ah, yes. Well, we're going to start with a classic. Up the middle, I'm going to play Dr. Shroom. You called it, Garrett. Yeah, I like to go up the middle and around the back sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah. I pulled the Shroom bot out and put him right over here.
Okay, okay.
And I still have 300 credits left. What I'm going to do is play the Corrupt Official and gain 300 credits. So I will go back up to 500 credits.
Okay, let's okay. See. I like that. I like that. Also, the power kept going out before
intermittently.
Before we started recording. So hopefully it doesn't go out again. I think it was just because of the rain, something
that's
was happening
possible.
With it. Hopefully it doesn't happen again.
I will play Hypnocrit in the background. And finally...
Hypnocrit, more like Dippo shit.
Well, I've got 300 credits left. And I'm going to... Pass my turn here.
Okay. It's brave. Brave move.
Brave?
Brave.
You call me brave, sir?
I do.
So brave. So brave.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play Orphan.
Orphan.
And then immediately play Tragic Backstory.
Oh, no.
To Tragic Backstory, the Orphan. Into a Rat Man.
Oh, no.
Rat Man is going to allow me to pull any side character from the deck. And so I'm going to go ahead and go find a side character to pull from the deck.
I don't know what he's going to choose.
You have no idea.
Not at all. You? Not even the slightest idea.
I'm going to go ahead and pull out Mouse Boy.
Ooh, okay.
And Mouse Boy will allow me to pull any asset.
Okay, he's trying to cook with something, as the kids say. I don't know what he's doing, though.
Any asset. And I got my asset. I'll put that down right there. And I could immediately play it, but... I don't know if I want to.
A wise guy, eh?
Wise guy, eh? Let's see, we got ourselves a wise guy here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Garrett. You sound like you miss cannoli night and you're upset.
He doesn't. I mean, come on, it's cannoli night.
Nobody misses cannoli's night. Even I was there for cannoli night at Garrett's place.
I'm going to go ahead and play... For 600, Stark Mint.
You had that in your hand the whole time, didn't you?
You know it, baby.
Game was rigged from the start. As they say. Ugh, man. Just like the Super Bowl. Well,
I was
fortunately, the Chiefs didn't win. But they might have just lost to throw us all off.
I'm sure that was what that was.
Yes. Well, mainly I was just happy that Taylor Swift's boyfriend lost.
So I'm going to go ahead and...
You going to pass your turn?
Yeah. I'm going to pass my turn.
Okay. Oh, also... At the beginning of your turn, you had to give me 100 credits because of Hypnocrit. Bet we forgot about that. But it's okay. I'm just going to take the extra 100 credits now. I'm at 400 credits. The start of the turn, I will gain 100 credits for the turn, so I'll be at 500. I control four characters, so that's 200. So in total, I'm at 600 credits for my turn.
Mm-hmm.
I will draw. Not great situation. What I think I'm going to end up doing here.
Retreating.
Something like that. I'm going to take my corrupt official and step him up against your rat man.
So that rat man can beat his ass?
Yeah, something like that. And...
So, James, I have a little story for you. A
little story for me?
Yeah. So...
Okay.
So, my girlfriend, Jade...
I know of her.
She has a tendency to sleep talk.
I see.
And she does this thing where she's half awake, half asleep when she sleep talks. And so sometimes she'll just be laying next to me and she'll just say the most out of pocket stuff. So the other night she was laying on top of me and she said out of nowhere, because I was just minding my own business. I was just on my phone and she was asleep next to me. And she just turns to me and she says, "You can't catch me."
You caught her.
Like a gingerbread man.
Oh, I see. Did she say the gingerbread man part, or did you add that in?
No, I added that in.
I see.
And then immediately after that, she said, "Did you know that in other countries, Walmart self-checkouts have self-checkout on the bottom of the floor?"
I didn't know that. That's interesting. But...
it's not true.
Oh. Not true. That disappoints me a little bit. I was really hoping that they had the cool bottom self-checkouts. Garrett likes the bottom. You thought you were going to get me with that one, didn't you? You thought you were going to...
Did you end your turn?
Yeah, I end my turn now. Whenever I pass, morale falls by 5.
That it does.
And since morale's at 45, I will pass my turn.
What?
You know, I had to pass my turn a second time.
No, you didn't.
Think about it. I had to row my boat gently down Garrett's next turn, and then I passed my turn.
Anyways, so that's 0 credits.
Sounds again, right.
100. For turn, 150 for my characters. I'm at 250 plus 50 for Stark Mint, 300 credits. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play
What is Garrett thinking? Ooh. Unqualified guard. Whoa. Oh, also, 100 credits.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I can't do that then.
Well, you had to pay me 100 credits. You see what I'm saying?
I know, so I can't do that. Because I only have 300, so I'm at 200.
So that means I am at... oh, yeah. I'm at 100 credits... I think I'm just at 100 credits flat. No. I was at 600 credits. I'll be at 700 credits. Yeah. It's still your turn, though.
I know. So I'm at 200 credits. Does that pay you 100?
Oh. Rough situation.
Move Starkman up.
Expected.
Oh, wait, I don't want to do that.
Or do you bring him to the open position?
I can bring him over to the open position.
Mm.
And then I'm going to play Superfan.
Okay. 200
credits. And then I'm going to pull any side character.
Ooh.
And also... and Super Duper Man, because I don't feel like doing it after this. I'm pretty much doing them both in the exact same turn.
Well, anyways. Yeah. No, that's understandable.
Because I'm going to just pull that character, put them in my hand, and then I'm going to go ahead and swap.
Question. Tragic backstory happens, then goes to your discard pile, right? It doesn't stay out there.
No, it doesn't stay out there.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure.
With discard.
Your deck is in your discard.
I realized that. My entire deck was discarded.
Very fair. It happens.
All right. So
I remember when I lost something once. I lost my identity.
Your identity of Barry B. Benson.
Barry B. Benson, yes. Barry B. Benson, yes.
Oh, you had to re-say it, didn't you?
I did.
Just to make sure.
Just to make sure. I kind of imagine myself more as that guy in the movie that Kronk's voice actor played.
Oh.
Just the regular dude.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. Eminem has him in a song.
His name isn't Patrick Swayze.
It's not Swayze?
No, it's Patrick Warburton.
Okay. That's a cool ass name, though.
So I'm going to go ahead and KO him as well, by the way.
That does happen. Okay.
Yep. And that's the end of my turn.
Okay. Well, my turn will happen. Turn two. Gain 200 credits, causing me to go up to 900. I'll gain 150 from my character, so I'll be at 1,050. And I'm then going to draw for my turn. Okay. How many credits do you have, Garrett?
Oh, I didn't draw for my turn.
Oh.
I don't think it would have changed anything if I didn't draw. I have 200 creditless.
You're creditless? So you have no credit. Well, that's okay either way. I'm going to go ahead. I spend 1,000 credits and play Thanicide. Morale drops by 25, so the morale is now at 20.
Okay.
And because of that, all my assets are discounted by, let's see, decreases morale by 5. Blah, 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 blah. For every 50 morale base, by 50. Okay, so
Reader here.
Basically, I have a $150 discount on my assets right now.
Your assets?
My assets. I like to shake them around a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
He does anyway. Do that, actually. Like, genuinely, he does that around. It's concerning.
Understand. What I'm going to do...
Come to a comical in...
I'm going to move my Shroombot, step him up to this main character position.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have Dr. Shroom take out the super fan.
Super fan gets murdered.
Yeah. Thanicide is not going to attack in. Thanicide is not going to attack into Super Duper Man.
Because it wouldn't do much.
And Shroombot is not going to attack into Ratman either. Maybe. Anyway, because of all that stuff, I end my turn.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Guest turn begins.
I draw a card. It's turn three. I gain 300. Give you
100.
Is it three turns that he does?
Three turns, yeah. It says, when played, he will force the opponent to pay you 100 credits.
Yeah, three turns.
For three turns, yeah.
Yep. All right, so I gain 300, so I gain 200. Then, besides that,
you do have three characters.
I have three characters, so I go up to 350. 350.
He's got some options.
350.
Tree fitty, as they say.
Tree fitty. So, what I'm going to do, a bit devious, because he's going to be useless then. I play unqualified guard.
Qualified guard.
300, leaving me with 50 credits.
Who are you taking out?
I think it's fairly obvious.
Hypno crit?
No. I take out Banasai.
What? That's not how that works.
That's exactly how that works.
That's not at all how that works.
Unqualified guard domes Banasai.
He domes Thanasai.
Thanasai has a weakness to bullets.
He has a weakness to bullets.
Nobody knew it because nobody thought to shoot him.
They didn't. Ah, bullets. My only weakness.
It's like how Superman can't see lead. Thanasai can't resist lead.
Oh, I see. So lead goes right through him like fiber in his diet.
Exactly. Well, that's not how fiber works.
Well, I don't know how fiber works. I mean, you know.
I know how fire works.
Fireworks. Katy Perry had a song about that.
She did.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
But
your attempts to make me laugh, Garrett, are very futile, have you know.
So, for your information, there's a few other things that are futile.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
You can't even think of a comeback.
I think of a few. What was that, James?
It wasn't anything.
That wasn't anything? No. Was that a scoff?
It was a scoff at your pathetic attempts.
Oh, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. And I'll let you slide with that one. Just know that you'll be sliding later. James, I know you're sliding later.
Fuck. Okay. I'll give you that, Garrett. I'll get rid of Hypno Crit. Are you happy?
Very happy.
Oh, no.
And then he shoots. He shoots
Shroombot. Okay. Garrett likes slipping and sliding in the back door. I see.
Ratman slides right in.
How much damage am I taking?
It's a lot of damage.
Fitty.
As Phil Swift would say.
Have I taken any other damage this turn? I don't think I have. Or this game. So I'm down to 250.
250. That's a lot of damage.
As they would say in Despicable Me, my turn. Anyway.
As they would also say in Despicable Me.
Oh, yeah. They would say that. Anyway. I will start my turn. It is turn number two. Or three. So I will gain 300 credits per turn, plus 100 for my characters. So I gain 400 credits. I started with 100, so I'll be at 5.
Quick maths.
Quick maths indeed. I will go ahead and draw for my turn. First and foremost, what I will do is Dr. Shroom will actually attack the unqualified guard and take him out. Due to Dr. Shroom's ability... If he defeats an enemy, it allows me to revive a Shroombot in my discard pile and play it behind him. So I'll revive the Shroombot. Also, due to my location, morale will fall by 5 because
so the Shroombot slides back in.
He does slide back in. I'm going to use. So I think.
Is Dr. Shroom and Shroombot both simultaneously sliding?
I would say that they are. They're buddies, you might say. Special buddies. Anyway, what I'm going to do next is...
Aren't the Shroompots supposed to be, like, versions of him?
Well, maybe he's a narcissist. He likes himself.
That is true.
Anyway, how much money do you have, Garrett?
But how much do you think he likes himself?
A lot. I would assume.
I do have money, James. I have 50
credits.
50 gold bucks.
50 gold bucks. Well, I'll spend 200 of my 500, go down to 300, and I'll play Dirty Cop. You can't pay me 100 credits, can you, Garrett?
No.
That means you have to sacrifice a character. Ooh. Unfortunate.
I had to put Mouse Boy down in the back alley.
Had to put him down. Yeah, he was getting a little too wild.
Sorry, Yeller.
A little too rowdy. Old Yeller. It's awful. They done shot old Yeller.
Bratman had to do it himself. Bratman doesn't have a problem with guns.
I will go ahead and spend 300 credits to play the Evil Villains Convention. And that will allow me to search my deck for any villain and add it to my hand.
So it's just going to give you more things that you have to throw away.
We'll see about that. We will see about that. That's what you think, but it's not
That's what
over
she said.
Yet. That is what she said.
A lot of humming and humming.
I'm not sure what to pick. Well, I'll pick this guy and add them to my hand. And now, all good, Garrett. While Garrett's struggling over there, I'd like to remind everybody that pretty soon we're going to be having a public play test over in Baton Rouge. Specifically, Little Wars, we're working on a time right now, but please do be posted about that. We will post the playtest time on our social medias once we have that available, or we'll make it known in some sort of announcement so we can have a lot of people come by. But, yeah, until then, we will continue bringing you these episodes from the podcast as often as we can. And, yeah, I am actually out of credits at this point, and I pretty much have to just pass my turn. At the end of my turn, however, morale will fall by 5 more points, so there is there's actually only 10 morale left in the game. Rather unfortunate for the people of Big Townsville.
What is rather unfortunate for the viewers of Powerful is that shit is not working.
Oh, so they only hear me. They don't see me.
No, they can see you. It's the game board that's not showing up.
Oh. I was going to say, I'm kind of like John Cena. I made that same joke earlier, though. Ah, Garrett.
Oh, James.
Have you ever considered the beautiful taste of a Dr. Pepper tin?
What did you
the beautiful taste of a Dr. Pepper tin. Have you ever tried one? They put them in these tin cans, and that's why they call them... Tonato. Oh man, having some troubles there.
I'm just nervous.
Nervous? You don't have a steady hand? Garrett,
yeah,
messing
I
around.
I need a helping hand,
James. Okay, what do you need a helping hand with?
I just don't mind it now.
Oh, okay. I thought for a minute you were serious about that.
Something like that. I don't know. We'll just continue playing, and if it pops back up, it pops back up.
Fair enough. All right.
So we are just going to continue on as if nothing has happened, and I don't know, we'll get that fixed.
I'll do my best commentary.
Yes,
I can. Coming at you live with nothing on the screen.
So James, it is my turn, correct?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Turn
I ended
four.
My turn. Turn four. Yeah.
I gained 400 credits plus 100 for my characters. I'm at 500 credits. 550, actually. 550.
True. You know, there's a very popular rapper named Fitty Wap.
What?
Anyway.
Now, like, you know, 50 Cent.
No, Fitty Wap. He's got the JBL speakers. Don't they go blasting that around everywhere?
No.
Isn't that what the kids are into these days?
I don't think you should know what kids are into.
Drake knows what the kids are into. Oh, he's in them. That's it.
All right. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to play Joe Smith.
Oh, okay.
For 100 credits.
In the back, I see. Okay.
Joe Smith stays in the back.
He likes it there.
He slides.
He does.
So, Joe Smith slides behind Ratman.
I see.
Ratman doesn't.
I'm a little confused to see. What is your strategy here?
So, I was at 550. That puts me down to 450. Oh, I needed to draw a card.
Sure did.
That's right. Well, that's nothing. So, I attack him. He gets murderized.
Murderized by Ratman, that's true.
Ratman is known for that. He's known for murdering.
He is. Yeah, he has a no-live policy that he stands by, yes, of any criminal. He only breaks it on rare occasion.
Yeah, he's the one that breaks people's backs.
That's true. That's true. Unlike the rewarder lets everyone live. Got a little halo and angel outfit. Uses a lot of crossbows and stuff, medieval weaponry.
White Anyways, outfit.
Yeah.
So, it's James's turn now.
Ooh, my turn.
Why'd you say it like that?
Grew from Despicable Me, obviously. Anyway, I gain 400 credits for turn, and I will gain 150 from my crew.
From your crew?
From my crew. So that'll minions? Take me... Huh?
You have minions?
550.
You have minions?
I have lots of minions. Anyway, 550 plus my 300 would put me 850. I draw for my turn. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You got to love it. You got to love it. I'm loving it. So what I'll do here is how many credits did I have again?
I'm shoving it.
Damn. Anyway, how many credits did I have again? I'm trying to think. I just said I had, what, 850? Was that what I said? So if I had previously 300 credits and then I gained 550 for turn, yeah, that would be 850. So for 800 credits, I'm going to go ahead and play Minxopoly in front of Ratman, who is the card I drew into earlier. Mm-hmm. And I am then, I only have 50 credits left. So, yeah, what I'll do is I'm going to have Dr. Shroom attack your location directly for 70.
I got down to 230.
And then I'm going to have Minxopoly attack Ratman for 100 points of damage.
Okay.
Which I think will get through for 50. Does Minxopoly, he attacks of odd numbers are ineffective. So Ratman will not deal any damage back to Minxopoly, but he will deal 50 to Ratman.
Okay. Fair enough.
And I pass my turn.
All right, all right, all right.
Also, morale is zeroed out.
So is it turn 5?
It is turn 5, yes.
So I gained 500 plus 100 for him. I was at...
You're at 4, yeah.
450?
So you're... Yeah, 450, so you're 1,050 right now.
No, because I gained 150 from them. 450, 600, plus 500, 11, plus his... I'm at 1,200.
Okay, yeah, that sounds right.
So I'm at 1,200 credits. I draw for turn. Let's see here. What health am I at now?
You're at... you are at 230.
No, for Ratman. I was at
30. He only 30. Has 30 health left, yeah.
30.
Ooh. Garrett's concerns over there. Thinking about how he can get himself out of this pickle.
I play Mutant Serum for 600.
Ooh. Okay.
Buffing Rat Man to 80-80-80.
Does he gain an additional 80?
No, he has 80-80-80 stats.
Okay, so that wouldn't change his health then, wouldn't it?
It would. His health.
Okay, his health would become 80.
No, his health, his overall health goes up by 30.
Oh,
so if he had
had
30 left, he goes up to 60. So he has 60 left.
Okay,
so
makes sense.
He's 80-80-60.
Fair enough.
Yep, and I have 600 credits left. And let's see what to do. That is the question. I don't have much else here to do besides attack Minxopoly.
Ooh.
For 80 damage, so he has 20 health left. Minxopoly does attack back, and I'm at 40 HP.
That's tough. Okay. My turn.
You know what? I'm being generous. Why not?
Why not? He says, okay. That counts. Okay, fine. I sacrificed this room bot.
That was clearly a giggle.
I'll give you that. All right, Garrett. I see how it is. My turn.
I see through you, James.
I see dead people. Anyway, I gain 500 credits at the start of my turn. I will then gain an additional 150 for my characters, so that's 650. Last turn, I believe I used all but 50 credits, so I'm at 700 credits for turn. I will draw for my turn. I'm going to use Minxopoly's ability, so I'm going to draw 5 cards, discard 2, keep 2, and shuffle 1. So
it was all garbage.
It kind of was. I will discard the Thanacopter.
What?
Discard.
James.
Huh?
You could have won with that.
The Thanacopter? How so?
I don't know.
Anyway. Discard the Thanacopter. Discard Brutal Booping. I will shuffle in Loki Lemur and keep the other 2 cards.
Wow.
And
that must be some pretty good cards then to get rid of Brutal Booping.
I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, Brutal Booping's good. So what I'm going to do.
You said it was all trash. James, well, did you lie to me in a game of Comical?
Anyway.
In the year of our Lord 2025?
In the year of our Lord. That does not count. Is that a gun? That's not a gun. Come on.
James. Fiddlesticks. Fun Dip. Fred Flintstone. Funnel Cake.
Very well. Okay, good sir. You know
Fairy what? Tale.
Are you pleased? Thanacide is gone. Okay.
What? You decided Thanacide?
Yes. Because I get a 250 discount right now on all my assets because of the situation. And I'm currently at 650 plus the 50 from, so I'm at 700. 700 minus 150 is 550. Huh?
What do you get 50 from?
Last turn, I had 50 credits left over. And I had three characters. Oh, no, yeah, I had three characters, that's why. But anyway, I'm going to play the Actuality Gem.
Ooh.
And attach it onto Minxopoly. And it says the effect is I can switch any asset or event position on the board. And so what I will actually, I won't start with that, but he does get a 20 attack boost for being magic.
Okay.
What I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to play for 400 credits Western Standoff. And I will have Dr. Shroom and Ratman Western Standoff and deal 40 damage directly to their HPs.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Dr. Shroom goes down to 50, but Ratman is insta-killed. You do retain your asset. Let's see. Let's see. So after that.
So he's at negative 50 health?
Yes, yes. So,
negative 50.
Wait, Dr. Shroom?
Yeah.
Dr. Shroom's only at 40.
He's dead.
Wait, this doesn't make any sense. Western Standoff says...
James, Dr. Shroom never existed.
Here, it's gaslighting me, everyone.
Gaslight. Right.
Anyway, so.
Why is it called gaslighting?
That's a good question. Anyway, so what I'm going to do is for 50 credits.
What if I rizzed you into submission?
I'm afraid you probably could not do that. For 50 credits, because of my discount, I will then attach the Rusty Wrench to Dr. Shroom. Okay. What else do we have? Ooh, and let's see. I think I could do this, but it'd be the rest of my credits. Nah, we'll go with that. So I will now have Minxopoly attack your location for 120, and Dr. Shroom will attack your location for 90.
Okay, for a total of 210.
Wait. 120 plus...
210. 90?
Yeah.
So I'm at 20 HP left.
You have 20 HP left, yes. And I will go ahead and end my turn there. I have 250 HP, so good luck, Garrett. Watch Garrett pull Hopeless out of the deck.
So what was I at before?
HP or credits?
I was at 600. I ended at 600 because I only played Mutant Serum.
Sounds right.
Yep, I only played...
You were at 1250 prior to playing Mutant Serum.
Yeah, so I gain 100 for both... What? It's turn 6 now?
Yes.
So 600... So I'm at... Back to 12, 13 for with this, 1,400 with for both of them. So I'm at 1,400 in total. 1,400 in totality.
You will not cause me to falter with your singing of various things. Come on, Garrett. Make your move.
Come on, Batman. Let's get grooving.
I mean, Ratman does get grooving. That's true.
Let's get nuts. You want to get nuts?
Let's get nuts. We should have a guy that's Squirrel Man who gets nuts. That's his thing. He says, let's get some nuts. Let's chomp on some nuts, is what I'll say.
Oh, I bet. I bet he will. That rings of your character.
That is not something my character would say. Anyway, Garrett, it's still your turn.
You're at 250?
I'm at 250.
250.
Ratman hit me once, and I've never been hit again this game.
250.
Oh, Garrett.
Oh.
Well, for the viewers watching at home, it's not a pretty sight here. Garrett has two open lanes. I have a Minxopoly with a gem and a Dr. Shroom with a rusty wrench.
Asset. Okay.
Garrett's got a super duper man, but he probably can't deal enough damage to take me out in one turn. But if he could do something like combine a one hit with a supersonic punch, then that might be enough.
It could be. It could be. It very well could be. So, first and foremost, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and play
I was thinking of the wrong amounts.
So
Garrett's doing meth. We all heard it here. Crystal clear meth.
That what he said, but not that at all, actually.
You're cooking math, then? You're cooking crystal clear math? Are you a substitute math teacher? Is that what it is, Garrett?
You know what? And if it was, who are you to judge?
You know, that's a good point.
Oh, wait, this is perfect. Okay.
Oh, he's got some thoughts, everybody.
Okay. I think I want to do that. I'll move Joe Smith up. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play Mutant Serum on him.
Mm.
Oh. For 300.
Okay.
And that will allow me to go and grab any power and attach it to him.
Oh.
So what we're going to do...
What is he going to do with this? It's my question.
You know what? We're going to do that one. Maybe I can do either one of these. It doesn't really matter. I think that's fine.
Mm.
I'm going to attach Flying Slam to him, which will give him plus 30. He's at 10, so he's going to hit for 40.
Okay.
He's going to attack Minxopoly for 40 damage, KOing him.
But he will, in turn, take 100 damage.
And he will KO himself.
Okay. All right.
So.
Let's see where he's going with this.
Both of them are done. Those get discarded. And then, with that being done, for 300, I have 1,100 left. Mm. I'm going to go ahead and play Wall Woman.
Mm.
I'm going to put up a wall in front of Dr. Shroom.
Oh.
And I have 300 credits left. No, 400 credits left. And I'm going to attack you directly for 170.
I will have to take 170 and go down to 80 health. Yeah. Oh, this is not good. I have a wall right in front of me. Okay. My turn?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead.
Oh, James, I wonder what card that is right there.
I don't
James,
know.
James, that card right there, I wonder what it is. That could be anything.
It could be.
James, that could be a character.
It sure could. So it's turn six, right?
James, pull your potential character.
Okay. Wow. Whoa, it's not a character.
What? Oh, it had such a good chance of being one, too.
Anyway, I will go ahead. Okay, I gain 600 credits for turn. Is that what turn is? I gain 600. I control one character, so that's 650. And I believe last turn I ended on like 0 credits, I want to say. So I'm just at a straight 650. So what I'll end up doing here is for a mere 150 credits, I'll go down to 500, but I'll attach the Might Gem onto Dr. Shroom.
Okay.
So Dr. Shroom gets a pretty big power bump from that. He goes from 90 to...
130?
Yeah, from 90 to 130. And let's see. I'm now going to go ahead for 300 credits. I only have 200 left. I'm going to play the Candy Store Robbery,
mm-hmm.
which lets me steal cards from the top of my deck until I have 5 in hand. I only have 3 cards in hand, so I'll draw 2 cards and gain 200. 1, 2. So I have 400 credits. With my 400 credits, what I'll do here...
He pulled the Flasher.
The Flasher.
Oh.
That, no, Garrett, no, that does not count. That does not count. This is foolish.
Is it? Foolish. Is it? James, okay. You should be only disappointed in yourself. No one else. Nobody else. You should not. You should push flames.
I play a street magician in front of Super Duper Man.
Okay.
And I'll send the serum back to your hand.
I think that won him the game.
Huh?
I think that won you the game.
It won me the game.
Yeah. It's uncounterable.
I pass my turn.
I draw my card. I gain
700.
I gain 700. I was at 400, 1100, plus 2.
Yep.
100. So.
That's a lot of credits.
700 plus 200. 1300. I spent 800. I attach a Metal Man suit.
Yeah, that'll do it. Probably.
And that bumps me up to 100 damage.
Wait a minute. What are the requirements for the Metal Man suit?
Human mutant tech.
She's magic.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Nice try, buddy.
I thought she was mutant. Wait, I really thought she was mutant.
Mutant's green.
I know it's green. Freaking jackass.
Yeah, you did make it, didn't you?
You freaking jackass.
That's what they call me. That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, yeah.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog indeed. I might have bought myself another turn.
The only thing you've bought yourself is a...
Bomb? There's a bomb in
here.
You
turn like how a dog does it to a squirrel.
Come on. No. Fine.
James, you're so bad at this.
I am so bad at this.
You're so
bad I lost at this. So many characters this game.
You lose.
I know I lost. Oh, my God.
You just go.
I don't even attempt. I should have thought.
You just go that.
Yeah, I know. I'm so foolish.
You just go that. That's like when I said the Flasher, you said that the Flasher.
And I was like, oh.
And then you're like, that doesn't count. I didn't.
Oh man, Garrett beat me yet again.
It's all I do. I just beat James day in.
See, he
day
admits
out.
It on camera.
On camera.
Oh man.
At comical.
At comical.
I beat him at comical.
Oh wait, really? Oh, okay. Anyway, if you
it's like that reminds episode. Me of the things where like people will just say horrendous stuff and then it'll be like in Minecraft.
Yeah, it's true. Very, very true.
Like, I hope your family disowns you
in Minecraft. Very fair. Well, people, we appreciate everybody for showing up. And, yeah, have a good rest of your evening or day or whatever it might be where you're at.
Oh, man. I am... Oh, my yeah. insides hurt from... My
pause.
Whoa. Unpaused. Oh, my... I was gonna say my cheeks hurt as well.
That wouldn't even be any better.
From grinning. Because I can't laugh, and so I'm just sitting over here with a dumb smile.
Yeah, it sounds like Garrett took a real pounding. Anyway, we'll see everybody later. Thank you for this.
Maybe we'll do this again. This is actually kind of fun.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
This is.
Maybe I'll laugh less next time.
I thought you were gonna say maybe I'll last longer.
Yeah, maybe. I would. Same difference. Dear Lord.
All right, thank you everybody for watching. Right. We really appreciate everybody.
See ya.